Hi, everyone. I'm Ashley McManus, Senior Director of Global Marketing at SmartEye. Welcome to the Human-Centric AI Podcast, where each episode we feature thought leaders doing cutting-edge work in the AI space. A little bit about us. SmartEye is the global leader in human insight AI, technology that understands, supports, and predicts human behavior in complex environments, bridging the gap between humans and machines for a safe and sustainable future. Today, our technology is embedded in next-generation vehicles, leading the way towards human-centric mobility through driver monitoring systems and interior sensing solutions. Our research instruments offer unparalleled insights into automotive, aviation, assistive technology, behavioral science, and many more fields. We have a special episode for you today where we dive into a recent collaborative event SmartEye attended at the University of North Dakota, or UND, and the Research Institute for Autonomous Systems, or RISE, with a comprehensive setup featuring multiple cameras, EEG data collection modules, and motion sensing capabilities, the UND RISE team is poised to unlock the true potential of eye tracking technology combined with other biosensors. Speaking with SmartEye, UND project sponsor Philip Brandt, and the students involved in this week-long tech event, we got a comprehensive look into their project, which includes equipping a Humvee with advanced SmartEye Pro eye tracking systems and iMotions analysis software. The state-of-the-art arrangement provides a powerful platform for capturing and analyzing data related to driver and passenger behavior, setting the stage for groundbreaking research. Let's listen in to learn more.
Okay. Hi, Phil. Thank you so much for helping us round out this episode. I have a couple of questions for you. Okay, so can you describe the lab at University of North Dakota, or UND? You know, who are you? What are you trying to do? What kind of organizations or companies do you work for or with?
I'm Phil Brandt. I'm a senior research scientist for the Research Institute for Autonomous Systems called RISE. I know it looks like it's not RISE, R-I-A-S, but it is RISE. Mm-hmm. And we fall under the larger umbrella of the University of North Dakota. My background, I'm a retired Air Force aviator. I've got flight time in the EC-130 Compass Call, the HH-60G Pave Hawk, and the RQ-4B Global Hawk. And all those weapon systems involve multiple crew members accomplishing complex missions at various levels of autonomy or automated subsystems. So very, very aligned work that I'm doing here. And I'm coming from I was an operator first, and now I'm kind of decomposing everything and going, I remember when I had something that did that to me, and now I got to work with people to figure out why it did that and how I can prevent that in the future. I also, right after retirement, I taught for a couple of years as assistant professor in aviation at the Odegaard School of Aerospace at the University of North Dakota. And then moved down to North Carolina, and now I'm working full-time remote. Just love the team up there, so I wanted to stay with it. The lab we have in RISE that we've built out is largely a human factors psychology-focused lab. Our main goal there is to accomplish the work that needs to be done for RISE, but also to expose graduate students and undergraduate students to the cool things that can happen with the right tools to unlock knowledge and increase their ability to inform the knowledge space, build up their own careers. And that's really been my driving passion, is basically, what can I do to better equip people to go out there, address these questions and these issues that are being faced by society as we get more and more autonomous systems, involved in our lives, and be better equipped for that. So I really, really come from an operator or a human first focus. I love looking at the friction points between humans and machines, and machines can be everywhere from software to a purely mechanical device. I'm by far not the most knowledgeable guy in the room, but as a private aviator, I can sometimes be the loudest. And so, but I love taking that advantage and just providing opportunities for the students. They are the most fun to work with. We've got some excellent, excellent students at UND from all disciplines. And that's the other cool thing about RISE. Being at the level we are, we can work across the colleges. So I've got some students from computer science. I've got students from commercial aviation. I've got graduate students in various fields from the psychology program all working for us. And we've recently hired a postdoc as well onto our team, and he's just outstanding. Fully well-rounded team. I've got a lab with lots of cool equipment, and the Humvee that we've purchased, the high-mobility, multi-purpose wheeled vehicle, is our latest addition to the lab, and that's what we came and worked with SmartEye to equip with some systems to help us use it for research.
My name is Luke Geetson. I'm a clinical psychology PhD student, graduate research assistant at the Research Institute for Autonomous Systems at the University of North Dakota.
So my name is Jessica Van Bree. I am a third year graduate student in the experimental PhD program here. I work on the human factors psychology team with James and Luke, and we have a lab over at the Tech Accelerator. It has an actual Humvee on the first floor and several Humvee simulators on the top floor. We have a lot of tech that's integrated both for use in the simulators and during the live drives. We've done a lot of work with other departments within our university in order to accomplish a lot of the things we're doing this week and hopefully in the future. And we work with a lot of internal and external groups as well, specifically as far as the tech goes. We've done stuff with SmartEye and iMotions. We've done stuff with ABM, looking at the in-vehicle stuff. Outside of the vehicle, also, we've done more stuff with ABM, more stuff with SmartEye. I think the major goal of this week was to see if the things we tested in our simulations came true out in the field. A big part of that is just operating the same equipment. When you are inside in a heated or air-controlled environment with solid floors, no shaking, no heat circulation, no weird wind or weather, it operates a lot differently than it does in the field. And so this week, we kind of pushed ourselves to see if we could extend our skill set and adapt this new tech to accommodate us in the field, doing live drive scenarios on gravel, on rock, on hills, different speeds, different terrains, and lots of variation in weather conditions.
We can basically mimic anything that we do in the Humvee with the same technology in these simulators, and that went well. So now we've been able to implement the technology in a real live Humvee. So now we're out in the field testing it kind of in the real world. My role, I'm a clinical psych PhD student. So me, along with Jess and James, we kind of manage a small team of undergraduate researchers as well to get them experience with research, and we basically write the protocols along with Phil. So we write the study protocols. We get all the materials and the methods prepared and ready and tested and piloted, and then we actually run participants through all of the protocols, and then we take the data, analyze the data, and write up a report. And we work with a lot of different people. We've got clinical psychology for me. We have experimental psychology, forensic psychology. We have our lab managers all come from different backgrounds as well. So we have a lot of knowledge, a lot of talent on the team. So it's really cool to be able to bring everybody together to make something work like that. This is kind of a step out of clinical psychology, which is kind of interesting. So this gets into more of like human factors psychology. But I guess for me, it's more of like the task load. I guess it's more of just the psychology side rather than clinical in general. But it's just looking at task load, and then like the emotion tracking is something I'm interested in. But the problem is I think I know too much about it. So it's like we're just looking at, you know, facial recognition. But there's a lot more to emotions other than just what's on your face. You know, there's a lot of thinking involved with emotion. Those sides of things, for me, are the most interesting.
So let's dive a little bit deeper into what you're using the SmartEye solutions for. So can you just touch on maybe broad strokes, what products you're using, what setup, what is that?
Yeah, definitely. So like I mentioned earlier, we specifically came to SmartEye because we decided to purchase a high mobility, our Humvee. We'll just call it the Humvee because everybody knows what that is now, from the state fleet. And we wanted to use it for research focused on heavy tactical vehicles, non-commercial, typically available vehicles, because a lot of military vehicles are designed for a specific mission set first, and the operator is expected to just accommodate whatever machinery gets put into there. So unlike commercial vehicles, which are really built around comfort or making people feel great in the environment, a lot of military equipment isn't built around that. And that's not a ding on the human factors. The human factors folks do a great job, and I'm not smashing on anybody, but it's undeniable when you look at a military vehicle versus a commercial vehicle, the stark differences. Yeah. And I think Stark's a great word. The Humvee is a great example of that. So we have an early model Humvee. It is essentially a drivetrain, wheels, and a big metal shell. It is fun to drive. I love it. But then again, one of my drives is a 30-year-old Wrangler. So my other one's a Sprinter van. So you mash a Wrangler and a Sprinter van together and you get a Humvee, basically. And so I'm all giggles when you drive it. But it's not great for long distance. It's very noisy. It can be distracting. There's horrible sightline issues with it because it wasn't built for kind of that day-to-day environment. It was designed a long time ago, designed in the late 70s, I believe, and it's been in production since then. So we said, hey, this is a great example vehicle. This is a great surrogate for us to install the system and kind of look what happens with the human when they're posed to operate in an older vehicle or a vehicle that wasn't designed to modern standards, let's say, but also that you're looking at integrating modern technology into, even down to like, all right, if I'm going to put down smart tablets and give folks the ability to look at information inside the cab, or if I want to equip kind of displays throughout, where do I put them? What can they see? And then how do they communicate with other people inside the cab? Because I drive it with headphones in, like my earbuds as ear protection. And because it is just so loud, to talk to anybody in there, you're yelling across this noisy drivetrain. So that's kind of the environment that we came to SmartEye with. And they said, yeah, we can help you with that. And so we ended up going with a DX system, as I believe what the system is called. And so we went with five camera system for the driver, because we wanted to get the entire scene around the driver, including down on the dash area where the speedometer is, down by the right knee, is where the Humvee speedometer is. And then we also wanted the passenger as well. So we went with a 4-camera system over on the passenger, and that allowed us to capture where each are looking to work together. And and then we also went with the EEG built in because we have that capability inside the lab. So we wanted to collect that objective measure as well. And then we also sprung for the emotions module once I discovered that one. And we've had some good highlights about that. So basically we have a vehicle that produces a emotional responses in folks because it is challenging to operate. We have the means to capture their eye movement and all of that information that you can get just from the pupillometry and the saccades down to the emotion awareness, and layer that on with the EEG, and you've got a well-rounded objective data collection set. And it all goes directly into a SmartEye system at 2 research operator system stations in the back seat. And it's amazing that we can see this info collected in real time, flag it right then and there, and process almost immediately in the moment. And it's astounding to our researchers when they see that they can do this and influence and go, this is crazy. This is awesome stuff. I'm out of the lab. I'm in this fun, crazy vehicle. I'm using cutting edge technology and I'm a grad student or I'm an undergrad. This is nuts. Yeah. So that's kind of where we're doing it.
So the integration of the materials we've gotten from iMotions and SmartEye to track how the operator and the passenger are doing in this scenario fall in line with a lot of other research we've done at the school. We've done cognitive state metrics in UAS and UAV in commercial aviation students. So it's kind of only time that we go towards the driving realm as well. So here we were trying to increase any amount of information that we can get on the driver, what they're thinking, what they're doing, and what their resource allocation and attention is going to. A lot of times people will think something might be really challenging for them or really easy for them and have a bit of a self-report bias in what we see on the physiological matrices that we're getting from SmartEye and iMotion might counter that point. We might see that something was actually more challenging or required more attention, and it helps us to see what they're focusing on, when they're focusing on it, and how they're responding to the environment and environmental cues around them. I think something about this platform that will be really helpful to us is surprise or startle, because there are always going to be unexpected events happening. And the way that this software operates and integrates itself with all 3 systems, we can see their cognitive state, their emotions, and their eye tracking to see how all of those things change when things are going as expected or unexpected throughout the course of their driving. I think any information that we can gain on the operator, and I think the word is commander, passenger, whatever the person in the front seat is, will give us a lot of valuable information to increase safety and efficacy and efficiency while we're doing these operations.
So compared to like screen-based for us in the simulators, this is really great because it's, you get the, that third dimension. So we can really look at like depth. Nice. Compared to just what we're looking at on the screen.
You know, why did UND The Rise program select SmartEye over any other solutions you may have evaluated?
What
stood out about the product, the team, or the selection process? Again, high level, if you can speak to it, we're just kind of curious to understand.
Yeah. And so, I mean, so we've talked about the technical capabilities, the ability to integrate all of that. And so so that's great. What really stood out about the experience that we had was we didn't make it easy for SmartEye. Not at all. again, I ask a lot of questions, and I'm not an acquisitions guy. I'm not a contracts guy. I'm just an operator who's very, very curious, and I have library access with lots of journals. And so I go reading and digging, and I feel very smart. And then I go and I ask these questions and then I talk to other people to make sure I'm smart about the right things. And I ask more questions. And so basically, SmartEye was at UND looking at, meeting some other folks. And so I ended up meeting Rob Wesley and his team, and he gave me an in-vehicle demonstration on a rental car, no less. They said, yeah, we just rented this. We installed it real fast. And I'm like, wow, if you could do this in a rental car, what could happen if I gave you a permanent vehicle? And what could happen if I made it a crazy vehicle? Can you do this level of work? And he said, absolutely, without a question. We've got similar stuff that we've done. We've got partners from all over the place. I won't even pretend to create that list. But it took about a year. It took about a year of back and forth conversations for me to go, all right, here are my big R requirements. This is what I need. So I think I'm asking for the right stuff. Can you help me make sure I'm asking for the right things? Because I got one shot. I got one shot to spend this money smartly, and I do not want a dust collector. I want something that is technically relevant, that produces publishable results, but also allows undergraduate students to get into that operator station and collect data and differentiate themselves from other students and from other folks coming into this career field. So they go, I'm awesomer than you. Because again, I'm a pilot and it's all about a competition.
Of course.
So Rob Wesley's team and their ability to guide us through that process without a single dollar committed made me feel very, very comfortable about making this sizable investment. And it was a sizable investment. But it has been a great, great experience. So that's how we ended up making the decision and to go with the purchase and go this big into it.
So we did a lot of testing. We tried a lot of products. We tried a lot of products that were in beta or still being developed to try to help us in the situation the best that we could. I think one of the really nice things with this program was it was incredibly intuitive. It was really easy. We got it. We saw the app and we were pretty confident in operation and setup. We had a lot of good help with the training. And we've had other companies that would set training calls and they'd never log on, or it would be a different time zone and we couldn't get help or assistance when we needed to. And we've found that everybody with both iMotions and SmartEye, they care a lot about the issue. It's not a temporary fix. They want to figure out why it's happening from the start. They're willing to work with us through the products. And from install to acquisition to analysis, they were there step by step to make sure that we were confident in what we were doing so we could trust our results and know that we were doing the right things along the way. I think a lot of companies say that they're going to provide that and then don't always necessarily do it. And I think one thing in particular that was also great for this, considering the limited space that we do have in our military vehicle right now with all of these systems running, is that having it be on one computer, one screen, really streamlined. They helped us custom design a setup that would work for us in the circumstances we are. We've got military grade equipment so we can do military operations. Things still work. And if they don't work, they're right there to help us and guide us through to the solution, whatever it might be. If it's taking something apart, putting something together, or trying to reconfigure whatever it took, we were able to get it done.
know we covered a lot of ground today. If there are any other comments or things that you liked, maybe like after sales support, technical support.
Yeah.
They're like, adding
yeah. So we knew we had the Humvee. We knew we had all this new equipment in it. And we knew we had access to a location that is very operationally realistic to where a Humvee would operate in North Dakota, just about 2 hours away from our campus. And we designed and put together a week-long technical integration event and invited the SmartEye team to come out and said, hey, we want to stress test your system. We want to put the vehicle, the system, the students, and a support team, in case anything goes wrong, all into this pressure cooker and see what we can do. Yeah. And make sure it works to our standards. And if it doesn't, or something goes wrong, let's fix it and fix it on the fly and involve the students in the troubleshooting. And mind you, these are not engineering students. These are psychology and undergraduate students, right? Yeah. Things didn't go as planned. The nice way. They went as planned on something bad happened, but we resolved them. And bad meaning that our Humvee broke down on the way there. That put us behind timeline. We had put the install and done an initial test several weeks prior in the vehicle, but we had to disconnect and then remove some stuff. So we knew that we needed some system recalibrations. I think we were the launch customer for some new components in the PC side. And so they had really great support system folks from us from SmartEye, and the things that worked exactly as advertised in the lab just decided not to work out in a hot, dusty environment. Yeah. And not because they couldn't, it's just because I personify everything. And I think the machines just said, you prepared somewhat for this. Let's go down that path instead. Yeah. And but the good news is the team was outstanding in their collaboration to work through it. It ended up being what I call type 2 fun. It is frustrating and sweaty and dirty in the moment. But when you look back on it, you're like, that is an amazing touchstone experience. I mean, where else can you get these undergraduate and graduate researchers working with top tier technical experts from a top tier company in a crazy vehicle in a unique, dusty environment on this range where it's like, okay, then we got to fix. Let's go drive out on some dirt roads and bump it up some. And then things are working. They're not working. Let's stop. Let's get them fixed. Are we getting the data we need? A lot of frustration, but also a lot of resolutions and a lot of good experiential knowledge about how the system works. Because what better way to get to know the underpinnings of the system than help to troubleshoot it all the way through the system? Right. And so that was outstanding after the sales service, and that has continued. The things that were the small things that were unresolved during this week, I looked at Rob and I said, buddy, what's going on here? And he says, you got no worries. You're going to get exactly what I told you you're going to get. Everybody on the SmartEye team is engaged. Everyone's behind this. There's no friction points here from us. We're going to solve it. And I said, that's all I needed to know. And so Rob has delivered on that. And my grad students, I ask them every week, hey, how we feeling? And they're like, we're not at the call it step and just kick it back to them. We're like, no, we're loving this. This is great. And I think the last week or two, we finally nailed down the last of the little gremlins. Awesome. And we're training up the undergrad systems. We're using the undergrads for this fall as our testers. And so we're just driving the Humvee around this week, getting them trained up on the system and making sure that we're not seeing any of the issues that we saw before and that we have a top tier research tool in our crazy UND Humvee.
That's awesome. Very cool. It sounds like a really cool learning experience.
Yeah, it was. Wow. It's amazing. Yeah.
Throughout the course of this week, we had a lot of things that were different from our current laboratory conditions or our regular environment. We had 3 grad students who are primarily responsible for operating the system, maintaining it, and making sure that we were getting good data to then analyze and present at the end of the day. And I don't know if I could think of any other team who would have been there with us doing the hours, doing the time in the weather and the conditions that we had. We had great support from the setup and the install through the data analysis and presentation on the last day. Step by step, we had guidance. They made sure we were confident in what we were doing. It was not a see one, do one, teach one sort of thing. It was like, we're going to make sure that you know what you're doing, you know how you're doing it, and you know how to troubleshoot if something goes wrong. And I think giving the variation that we have in the field, in the environment, while doing these military style operations, you never really know what you're going to encounter or what you're going to experience. But I know I can speak on all of the graduate students and probably the undergraduates too that witnessed this week. But we have gained the utmost confidence in knowing what to do if something doesn't work as we expect it to, how to address it and how to move forward, or even necessarily how to adapt and make changes to prevent something from happening in the future. I know for us in the Humvee, we have a lot of bumps, we have a lot of rolls, we have a lot of hills, things that are going on that you wouldn't do in an everyday situation, especially not in our simulated environment in the lab. But we were able to really push the system to its limits, see that it continued to work, continue to do what we needed it to do, and we could be confident in it. I think the more we learn the intricacies of this system, the more we look at the data, the more we see how things work, learn to understand the algorithms a little bit more, we'll be able to really do a lot more analysis than we had with previous softwares in the past. We had looked at things like fixations, but looking at where that fixation is in relation to something else or what the emotional state was at the time of that fixation in relation to what the cognitive state was, we can really see in live time what's happening. And the added video features lets us know that we don't have to try to remember what happened. We don't have to write down a million things while we're live and in the moment, because we know we will have an audio record, we will have a facial expression, we will have an eye tracking, we'll have the EEG, and we'll have the video to see exactly what happened. We can see, because of the wide lenses, what was going on in the environment before that, what happened after that, and we can really customize how we analyze the data, what segments we look for, and what exactly it is we're looking at.
So last question, and sure. I probably know the answer, but would you recommend SmartEye Pro to other researchers or the SmartEye DX?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. The results we're getting from it are outstanding. Like I said, we've got some very, very smart grad students and postdoc, and they're loving the results and they're loving the immediacy of the data that is available to them. And I really love the fact that the data is near real time and can really influence decision making in the field. I was looking for a system that you could record someone's performance, go back, and during a debrief session, show the operators how they performed and influence the next iteration. And I'm not talking about like, oh, we'll come back in a couple months. I'm talking about, oh, we're going to drive in the morning. I'm going to show you how you did, where you need to improve, and we're going to try again in the afternoon. That type of immediacy and speed we saw.
Yeah.
So definitely met my goals there. And, you know, for other researchers, this is, you know, the size and the investment is sort of like an NSF, a National Science Foundation, major research investment level of purchase. But I would say don't hesitate. It is definitely worth it. The company is definitely worth working with to shape the product purchase, and the system will perform. Absolutely. And if it's not working out, then SmartEye is going to tell you, you know, okay, let's solve it. let's get you on the path to getting the knowledge you need. So yeah, I definitely recommend it. No reservations. We're having a great time and very, very excited about more knowledge in the future that we can unlock. And definitely lots of students are at UND, and I'm super excited to have this tool to help make them really, really excited researchers to go out into industry.
Definitely recommend SmartEye and SmartEye Pro, especially based on Aaron and Emil. I mean, they were class act. They were very easy people to get along with, but also highly intelligent, highly qualified to train us and to implement the systems and to troubleshoot. I mean, that's been a major part of this. You've been troubleshooting, and they've had a very positive outlook on the whole project all the way through, and they've exceeded my expectations.
I would say that if you are someone who wants to be confident in what you're doing, you want to be comfortable with the equipment you have, and you want someone who's always in your corner, it would be really good to invest your time and energy into acquiring and learning the SmartEye and iMotion system. from the install to the last analysis, they're there to help. We had something that people have already offered to fly back and help us with if we can't tailor it on our own. So I would definitely recommend it. It's an incredibly intuitive, easy to use, and easy to analyze tool. And it gives a lot of great information and insight as to what someone is experiencing throughout the course of your study or your visit or whatever type of experiment you have going on.
This episode really showcases UND RISE's visionary approach, where eye tracking data is seamlessly combined with physiological signals, facial expressions, and audio recordings. This holistic understanding of human responses promises to reveal intricate nuances of driver and passenger experiences, including emotions, inflections, and urgency. The collaboration between UND RISE, SmartEye, and iMotions represents a significant leap forward in human behavior and performance testing capabilities. This initiative aims to provide valuable insights into driver and passenger behavior, contributing to ongoing research in human behavioral and performance analysis. By leveraging sophisticated equipment and advanced technology, UND RISE is poised to shape the future of research and development, enhancing our understanding of human interactions within the context of mobility. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the Human-Centric AI Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts for new episodes. We're also on social media, so please reach out to us on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram to share any feedback you have on the show and weigh in on the discussion using hashtag Human-Centric AI Podcast. Don't forget to rate us and comment with your feedback to help make the podcast more discoverable for others. Until next time, thanks for listening.